In Matthew chapter 18, beginning with verse 21, we read, "Then Peter came up and said to him, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him?' 'As many as 7 times. Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had in payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Jesus used parables when there's something about the kingdom of heaven that we needed to ask more questions about, something that we had to really dig deeper and have an open heart if we were truly going to be able to understand it. Forgiveness is a great subject for that. Forgiveness is one of those things where unless our hearts are truly open to God, unless we are truly seeking to learn from Jesus the right way to live life, we've got so many reasons not to do that. Even Peter, as one of Jesus' closest followers, exemplifies that. Forgiveness is hard. The situations that require forgiveness are painful. So often we want to find ways to not have to forgive. We want to find ways to excuse ourselves from having to do it, to reach a limit where, well, that doesn't apply to this sort of situation because it's difficult for us. That's why Jesus uses this story to give us another way into it, to try to help us see things from God's perspective. And while we can recognize the order of magnitude difference between these two servants, one owing 10,000 talents to his master, a debt equivalent to 200,000 years worth of labor, to billions of dollars, and another owes 100 denarii, 100 of a day's wage for a laborer, we can see clearly that the difference in their debts is very different. Yet, before we go too far down that path, I want us to consider 100 days' wages for a laborer like that first servant. That's still a lot of money. That's as much money as this guy would typically make over several months. In modern terms, we might consider that to be $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. So that's still a decent chunk of change. And that's an important part for us to understand as we learn forgiveness from Jesus, because sometimes the world tells us that forgiveness is equivalent to saying that something doesn't matter, that something wasn't wrong, that it doesn't hurt. But that's not the point. 100 denarii is a lot of money. $12,000 is a lot of money. That debt was real. And that servant owing his fellow that did hurt. So the reason that the first servant was in the wrong for not forgiving is not because the debt wasn't real, because the pain didn't hurt. The reason he was in the wrong was because he failed to take into account and how he related to his fellow servant, how God had related to him. Because the master had forgiven him of so much more. And no matter what wrongs have been committed against you, and I know there are a lot, people have said things to you that were awful. People have done things to you that hurt terribly. But none of it compares to the collective weight of every wrong thing you and I have ever done against God. None of it compares to the collective weight of God's Son dying on the cross as a sacrifice for our debt, our sin. So if God shows us that kind of mercy, it's not simply so that we can be forgiven of our wrongs. It's meant to change us, to free us, to cause us to become more like God in showing that same mercy to one another. Because if God can forgive us of our debt, if he was willing to sacrifice and endure the pain of that, then if we're going to be followers of Jesus, we should be able to as well. That doesn't come naturally to us. Appreciate that as Jesus tells this story, the first servant didn't even seem to recognize that his fellow servant was asking in the same terms for mercy as he had just asked his master for, but it didn't dawn on him. Whenever we've been hurt, whenever we're angry, we do tend to see red. We've got this natural tendency to want to take things in our own hand, to make them right ourselves. But what Jesus teaches us about forgiveness is to not do that, to see everything through the lens of God, of how he sees things, to relate to other people on the basis of how God has related to us, of the mercy he's shown to us, to be changed by his forgiveness, to become people that are more like him. You see, God is not going to make such an incredible sacrifice to free us from a prison of our own making just for us to go out and put other people in prison. He's not going to free us from a prison of our own making just for us to build another one around us with bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness. If he is going to make such a great sacrifice to set us free, then he expects that we live free, that we stay free, that we become more like him, full of steadfast love and faithfulness, gracious and merciful, that we forgive others as he has forgiven us. See, that is the implication. If you have been forgiven of your sins by God through his Son, Jesus Christ, you must forgive. That doesn't mean that the hurt isn't real. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. We know it's not. Peter knew it wasn't. That's why he asked this question. That's why Jesus told this parable. But we have to do it. We can't claim to be recipients of God's mercy and forgiveness and refuse to show that to others. But we're not on our own. Jesus will help. This isn't the only place that forgiveness gets discussed here. Jesus will teach us other things, practical things, to help us forgive. Jesus will give us personal examples of what it looks like to forgive, of what to focus on how to see people, and how to think about things so that we can navigate this. And if we will learn to forgive those who wrong us from the heart, like Jesus teaches, we will be free.